What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Double Tap. We are on episode 13. Today is Tuesday, the 21st, and I am Dave, I think. It's the day after 420, so everything's a little hazy.
It's the day after Hitler's birthday, and it's not a good day to remember. So
I think
that's why a lot of people like to call it 420, and they like to use it for other reasons, you know.
Anything for an excuse to do shit you're not supposed to do.
Right.
I don't partake in anything 420 related, even celebrating Hitler's birthday. I don't do that shit.
Yeah, they were like, "Oh, let's blaze up," and I'm like, "Do not talk about burning stuff."
Yeah, that's
totally wrong, dude.
That's so bad. But yeah, I am Dave. With me always is my partner in crime,
Tony. What's going on?
We have a special guest today, everybody. We have one of my personal buddies from the PlayStation Network, also in the same town as me, and Tony, actually. Well, Tony's kind of a little further out, but I still consider him my town. We have my favorite Deadpool buddy, Raze Hell, a.k.a. Fletcher. What is going on, Fletch?
Not a whole lot, Dave. How about yourself?
Just chilling like a villain on 421, my friend. That's not even a thing, but I just made it a thing. I don't care.
Yeah, it could be a thing. It kind of is.
421, the day of eating.
Go ahead.
What's that? 421 what?
The day of eating.
The day of eating?
Yes.
A thing?
Yeah, it is a thing.
I knew it was a thing. See?
We just made it.
On 421. Kind of like how, did you hear, this is a random thing to talk about, but did you hear that supposedly a lot of these fan-made trailers for the 22 Jump Street sequel, I guess 23 Jump Street, is actually going to be canon?
No.
Yeah, so there's like a ton of like fan-made, like random-ass trailers for 23 Jump Street, and apparently the directors think that it was so awesome that everything in these fan-made trailers is going to go into the actual movie.
Wow.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting, to say the least. But I have a feeling a movie like that should probably come out on 420.
Yeah, that would make sense.
So, anyway, now that we have a special additional guest for today, usually what we like to do is talk about what we've been playing. So, being the guest in the house, Fletch, why don't you go ahead and tell us what you've been playing?
First it started off as Battlefield Hardline. Whole completely refresh of the Battlefield series, as in, when you were a kid, you always had that cops and robbers thing, you know.
Right.
Playing with your friends and who you decide to be the robber and who you decide to be a cop. Well, that day, the dreams came true.
Well, for me, it was Cowboys and Indians because, you know, brown.
Yeah. Unfortunately, see, there's some brown cops.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the thing now, too, yeah. Unfortunately. I don't know why that's unfortunate, but it is.
I still say it's a good sign of things are changing.
We're progressing.
Yes.
Like flow. But anyway, so cops and robbers on Battlefield sounds pretty good. I did get a little bit of time in with you guys, you and Black Cat, like 10 minutes worth, 30 minutes worth, something
that,
like that.
That game mode, we were playing Hotwire, where it pretty much was nothing but Fast and Furious. You grab a car and try to keep that car going just to complete the objective.
Can you be Vin Diesel?
No, unfortunately, but you can add nitrous to the nice little muscle cars that they have on there. It looks like a Dodge Charger.
Nice. Kind of cool.
Unfortunately, half the damn time when I'm playing, I kind of decide to drift around those corners just to be safe.
Hey, if you can do it, go ahead and do it.
And then, other than playing Battlefield with some friends of mine, I just now picked up, unfortunately, Final Fantasy XIV Overall Reborn.
Why is that unfortunate?
Because I'm now playing catch-up.
Yeah, I know that's been out for a little while, and I tried to get the demo back when there was a good enough demo, but I must have missed the window to get the free demo or whatever it was. But yeah, everybody says it's really good. It's a real good, that's an MMO, right?
MMORPG? That is correct. It's an MMORPG where, this is the greatest thing to even let everybody know this, cross-platforming.
Now, see, we talked about that last time, Tony and I, and it's like we said, we knew it's totally, you know, feasible to do it, you know. And from what you told me before, you can get gamers from PC as well as PS3 playing with people on PS4. And that, to me, is a very desirable thing. Like, I feel like that would be highly marketable and highly lucrative for people, like in the Call of Duty series or Battlefield series or even Halo, to be able to, you know, cross-platform game. Like, if you, like, let's say Halo 5 comes out, they make a copy for the 360, why shouldn't you be able to play with your buddies on the Xbox One?
Yeah.
You know, or same thing with the Black Ops 3 that's coming out. Why can't I play with my PS3 guys who can't afford to get a PS4? You know, so...
Yeah, that just makes too much sense.
True.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you say, Tone?
So that makes just too much sense.
I know, right? How dare we think about things that make sense for us gamers?
Right.
Whatever. But anyway, so you've been playing Hardline, Final Fantasy 14, and was there anything else?
Other than the fact that Mortal Kombat X, that's pretty much it. That's all I've ever been playing for the past couple days.
How you like that Mortal Kombat?
Let's just say this. I love to finish things.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I never finish any. But, yeah. the finishers in there are actually really cool, and I've seen a lot of them. I actually like some of the brutalities they have in there.
I just now found out how to do a brutality.
Nice. Did you pull one off on somebody
yet?
Yes,
I did.
Online?
I'm now able to do it online.
Nice.
I'm now able to do it on possibly on you whenever we decide to play.
That's what's up, man. That's cool. Right on. So, Tone Bone, my guy.
What it is.
What have you been playing?
I finished Batman Arkham Asylum.
Oh, finally.
Yep.
I liked it, man. How'd you love it?
I did love it, man. I loved it. The boss fight, I wanted to beat the shit out of Joker a little bit more, you know. I kind of felt like they bitched out on it, you know, how you beat the game. So, you know, you go to the boss fight, you evade him for a little bit, and he jumps up on the thing, and he's, like, doing his little dance for the helicopters or whatever, right. And you're just fighting his goons or whatnot. And then he drops down because you pull him down with the grapple, and you just punch him in his face. I'm like,
Yeah.
It's a little gratifying I get to punch him in the face, but, like, I wanted to feel like I, like, dodged him and then blasted him in the face or something, you know. But, yeah. So then it made more sense, too, like, because I started playing Arkham City first, and then they're talking about his him being infected or whatever, you know, kind of thing. So I was like, oh, okay, so now I understand why he's sick or whatnot. So I went back to Arkham City because I never beat Arkham City. I got all the way up to Solomon Grundy or whatever.
Okay.
I beat him, and then that's when I stopped playing. So, and the thing that sucks, though, is my buddy had let me borrow his Game of the Year edition of Arkham City. And I have the Arkham City that was the free download from PlayStation Plus.
Right.
And the saves don't interact, so I have to start fresh again. So what is all right, so that kind of refreshes the story, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, but at least, you know, you're coming fresh off of the other one, so now it's like, okay, now I'm eager to get back to where I was, because now you know the full story.
Yeah, yep.
You know, and actually, if you... it probably would have been more of an interesting experience to have played Arkham Origins and then played Arkham Asylum and then play City. Just because, you know, like I said, the prequel, Arkham Origins, is actually... There's a fight in there. Well, it's not really a fight, but there's a part in there where you do beat the hell out of Joker, and that part is actually very satisfying when you actually lay hands on him.
Right.
And he's just in his regular, you know, he's... regular Joker form. He's not like Titan Joker.
Right.
And Batman just beats the piss out of him. Like, it's so gratifying to do that part. So, if you feel the need to go back and do the prequel, let me know, bro, because I got you covered on the copy.
Right on. Yeah, I probably will, so.
Was Arkham the only thing you've been playing? Or?
Yeah, that's all I've had time for, really, so.
Because you got that platinum for freaking Diablo, right?
Yeah. I did actually, I take that back. I did go back and play some more Diablo. I was playing on my hardcore character, so I'm trying to... I got a legendary gem on my normal character that's really good, so I'm trying to grind out and get it on my hardcore character. And what it is, it's a socket. You can socket into your weapon, and if you rank it up to, like, rank 25, you can put it in any weapon you want, and it makes the level requirement down to level 1. And then it also gives you bonus experience. So every time you rank it up, it starts out at like 500 experience for each person you kill. So and every time you rank it up, it gives you an extra 50. So like right now on my normal character, it gives me like 1,200 experience. And then the weapon is down to one. So if they create a new expansion with a new character, I can automatically start them with a badass weapon and then have a ton of experience per kill. So I can get them ranked up to, you know, level cap pretty easy. Nice. So I was trying to grind that on the hardcore. That way I can throw that in my stash and wait for the expansion to come out.
Right on.
So what you been playing, Dave?
Man, just pretty much, you know, more of the same. Freaking Bloodborne. Trying to just get everything there is to do. And it's going to be damn near impossible. But I think I've finally made up my mind on whether or not I want to go for the Platinum. And I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to get the Platinum because I've already gotten, like, over half of the trophies in the game. So
nice.
For being a very difficult game, I finally found my rhythm with it, and I've been dying a lot less. And it's I don't know. It's just one of those things where it's like I started off on this journey to challenge myself as a gamer and play a game that everybody said was going to be tough as hell, and they were right. But now it's one of those things where it's like, okay, now that I got a hold of how the game plays and what to expect from it, I feel like there's no reason I couldn't platinum it. Especially since there's really nothing coming out for me personally that I'd want to play anytime in the next week or two. I would go back to Destiny more than likely, which that just does not sound appealing, honestly, just because it's one of those things where it's like, I really have nothing to do at the moment. I can't wait for the expansion. I still love the game. But as of right now, it's like, okay, I went to a great playground yesterday. What did you do there? Oh, I played on everything. I, you know, freaking rode the slides, swung on the swings, did the monkey bars. Let's go back to that playground tomorrow. Nah, I'm good. I did everything. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it feels right now. It's like, I really don't want to do, you know, the grinding stuff of, like, leveling up my weapons or whatever, which I could do. Yeah, there's something to do. That's one of the great things about Destiny is there's always something to do. I guess I just don't want to do it is all my problem is because there's nothing new at the moment. The only real new things I could do is strengthen my weapons. But, I mean, there's about to be a new set of weapons dropping in a couple weeks anyway. So it's almost like, you know, what's the point? But
right.
Other than that, just really nothing. Destiny, Bloodborne. That's been about it, my guy. I got nothing else.
No problem with that, man. Let's hop into the news then. Let's jump into Star Wars Battlefront. Did you watch that trailer?
It was awesome.
Yeah, it looks good. I'm not too knowledgeable on Star Wars itself, but that game just looks amazing, man.
Yeah, I can't wait. I never played the older ones. But I have watched a few of my friends play them, and actually Ray's here, from what he has told me, is that they used to play a lot like the, you know, Battlefield games, as far as, like, having objectives and whatnot. And then on top of all that stuff, there was actually space dogfights you can do, which to me sounded awesome, but I'm going to turn it over to Ray's to explain more of the situation for what we heard lately, because apparently they've been talking about not having the space fights.
Well, unfortunately, yes, in a post by IGN, which was a while ago, that something was leaked about the Battlefront series that's being done by DICE, who originally did Battlefield, yes. Apparently, DICE is supposedly getting rid of the space battles, but we all know how DICE likes to have DLC.
Right.
Right.
So, the space battles, for me, it got some pretty epic dogfights in there. Half the time you were trying to take down a Star Destroyer, and by taking them down, first you had to shoot a couple areas while dodging, you know, gunfire and everything from all the other ships that's flying around. Then you had to get inside the ship, and that's when you got to go out of your vehicle and then try to get the core. And once you hit that core, you had to escape as quick as possible.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
So it was pretty much like search and destroy right there.
It seems to me that would be kind of a dumb move on DICE's part when they already have so many games where they incorporate flight and flying vehicles into their games. You know what I mean? Like, why would they exclude the ability to go one-on-one with another flying vehicle when you do that all the time in Battlefield?
Well, apparently, from watching the trailer, it looks like the vehicles are already going to be there. It seems like it's going to be just like classic dogfighting, as if you were playing Battlefield 3 or Battlefield 4, where you just hop in a jet and take off, and while your men are out there on the ground, you're up in the air fighting around, trying to make sure that you're getting all those air vehicles off your team.
See, I don't understand, though. Like, maybe it's just the thing that they don't want to do settings actually in space could be the reason.
Possibly.
But if that was the case, that would kind of make sense, but I still don't understand why they wouldn't be able to, like, have a quick transition, like, okay, let's say if there's a mission on the ground that, you know, Team A has to overrun a base while Team B has to go to the Star Destroyer to turn off the shields to get into the base. Why couldn't you do a thing of, once you get into the specific vehicle that takes you to space, you just instantly transition from the cockpit to the space battlefield itself. You know what I mean? Like, there is no reason why they shouldn't be able to do it. And I feel like if they take that away from people who've been kind of wanting, like, a space type, especially set in Star Wars universe, battle scenario, they're probably going to be ticked off a little bit that you won't be able to do that like they originally thought they'd be able to.
Well, there was another thing that I was kind of hoping until I heard this news, that maybe, okay, if there was to be space battles, what I wish is Battlefront 2, if you completed certain objectives out on the field, you could become a hero or a villain. It'll say, press this button to become this person.
Right.
For example, for what I love doing is either playing as Darth Maul, Boba Fett, Luke Skywalker, Yoda, because they couldn't really swing vertically.
Right.
Like, for me, is what I wish they would have done with the space battles is complete a certain objective by hitting that Star Destroyer as hard as possible, or one of the Rebel ships as hard as possible. What I wish they could have done, and I really kind of hope that, I mean, it's kind of a good idea here, but it could go wrong in two different ways. You become that hero or villain, said so, but you also get their ship to fly.
Oh, nice. So if you're Boba Fett, you get the Slave One.
Yeah, if you're Boba Fett, you get the Slave One. Or, nice. Heck, if you're Han Solo or Chewbacca, you fly the Millennium Falcon around, for Christ's sake.
What the hell's an aluminum falcon?
Somebody needs slap for that.
Yeah, no, that's from Robot Chicken.
I remember, what the hell's an aluminum falcon? But I'm just saying, that pun right there, it kind of really offended me.
Seth Green,
Seth Green's hilarious. He's a big, huge Star Wars geek.
He is a Star Wars geek. And, which is actually, I think, one of the reasons why he did some voiceover work for Mass Effect.
Yeah, yep. He did the Joker.
Yep, he was the Joker. He was your pilot.
Yep. Cool. But, so, Tony, I know, you know, you don't know a whole lot about the Star Wars, you know, mythos or the lingo or whatever. But what do you, I mean, you said you saw the trailer and you said it looks pretty good. What would you want to get out of an experience like that? Like, if you had the chance to get the game, what would you think you would have to look forward to?
I'm just looking for something set in the Star Wars universe that's, you know, like a multiplayer game that's fun to play with my friends, you know, something that we can all do together. I like playing, like, when I play Call of Duty, I like doing tactical games like Domination, something objective based. So I'm, you know, something like he was saying, you know, you got the objectives you got to try and capture and stuff like that. Sure. So that's what I'm looking forward to. So,
yeah, that'd be cool.
I apologize.
No, you're fine.
There's something like that in Battlefield, which I think if, as long as they keep it straight true to the Battlefront series, that maybe it'll be something like that. Battlefield, there's this game mode called Conquest, where you had to go out and control certain points of the field and try to hold those points while defending your base, more or less. You're defending that area. That area becomes your base. And while you're defending there, you're knocking out the enemy's life out of there so that basically you could possibly win the game. So, yeah, it's a lot like Domination compared to Call of Duty.
Gotcha. Okay. Right on. So let's move into the next topic then.
Do it.
All right, man. Well, this one will be quick, man. This is just quick one I want to make quick mention. Blizzard announced they're removing Rift Trials from Diablo 3, which is, I think, a smart move, because it's really annoying. What it is you put a Keystone Trial in, and you got to go through and see how many enemies you keep killing. You keep going until you die, or you just port back to town until you get tired of doing it. So
that's kind of, like, arbitrary, isn't it?
Yeah, well, what it does is it's a way for them to measure how good you are to tell you what greater rift you need to do. So, oh, okay. Like, greater rifts go all the way up to 100. So, you keep going and then get the higher greater rift key you want. So, eventually, I don't know what their plan is to get you into a greater rift. They're going to start you at a greater rift 1, and then how fast you get through that rift, it determines your next greater rift key. Maybe. I don't know what their intent is to doing it, but they are planning on removing the rift trial. So, I think that's a good move.
Okay.
But yeah, that's for all you Diablo players out there. I know we got a few that listen, so.
There's that then. And go ahead.
But then the other news story I was going to bring up, Kratos, you know, Dave's role model, you know, smashing two chicks at the same time and stuff, minigames.
Who wouldn't want to do that, right?
Right. I mean, you know, you set a goal in life, you're gonna achieve it eventually, you know. So
it's to have the Blades of Chaos eternally attached to my forearms so that I can play three-way mini games where you don't even see any action other than a shitty vase.
right on. But yeah, Kratos is a hidden boss in Shovel Knight, so.
That sounds pretty dope. I might have to check that out now.
I was kind of hoping that he was going to be a playable character, you know?
That would have been better.
But being a hidden boss, I think I'm kind of curious to see, you know, how that interaction is going to be between him and the Shovel Knight.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
Yeah, yep.
And that actually came out today, right?
Yeah, that just released today, so.
Right. Are you picking that up today?
Oh, yeah, yep. Once we get off here, I got to start downloading it and all that stuff, so I'll probably play it in the morning. Well, maybe. I don't know. I still want to get through that Arkham series, man.
That's true. Well, looks like you're going to have your hands full there, sir.
Yes, sir.
I think I have, like, one little bit of news, and I don't know. This is probably going to be just for anybody who is a fan of Destiny. The Twitch reveal of content coming out for the House of Wolves DLC in Destiny next month is going to be tomorrow. I don't remember, if you give me 2 seconds, and maybe if it doesn't take too long to edit my pause in between, because right now I'm scrolling through my informational feed just trying to stall so that way nobody thinks that I don't know what I'm doing.
That's all right, we'll just keep talking. So while you're looking, I'll just throw in some extra information. One thing we missed to mention last week or whatever, I don't even know if it came out last week, but I noticed I was looking through Major Nelson's blog, which is the Xbox guy. He posted that Goat Simulator's on Xbox One, which I don't know if I really want to play a game that I play as a goat, so.
There's a Goat Simulator song?
No, Goat Simulator game.
Oh, well, yeah, we knew about that.
Yeah. Because it's been on PC forever, so.
Right, yeah.
But now it's available on Xbox One, so. Check that out if you like goats.
I think my friend Mylon Blackman will probably like that. he's all about the goats.
is that a waiting joke?
It's an inside joke. Like, if you knew Mylon, you would know why that's kind of funny and disturbing at the same time.
I don't want to know.
His online name, if you want to look him up, is Mishima 2000. That's Mishima 2000. Mylon Blackman. Black guy. Anyway, so, about that information about the Twitch reveal for the House of Wolves, it's at 11 a.m. Pacific and tomorrow, yeah. So if you want to check out any of the new stuff that's coming out for the House of Wolves DLC, which I know I will be, I guess it's under the Bungie or the Activision Twitch. It's Bungie, twitch.tv/Bungie. So that's who you look for, and there it'll be.
That's pretty exciting that they're going to Twitch to reveal stuff now, you know, that they can actually go live and then you can actually chat with, I'm assuming they're going to have a chat room and someone that can interact with you.
The only problem with that is that, and I know this from my past Twitch experiences, is like when you get into a room that's going to be naturally way overpopulated with viewers, like your comments, the odds of your comments being read or your questions being read are like very slim, because there's going to be a comment, like 20 comments per second.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's the only bad thing I hate about, you know, stuff like that. But I mean, hey, if on the off chance that somebody else wants to know the same thing you're wondering, then your odds increase. So, right. You know, and there's bound to be some like-minded people out there who are wondering the same shit you're wondering.
Yep.
So, But yeah, if you're curious to know about more stuff about the House of Wolves, go check that out tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific at twitch.tv/Bungie.
Rays, did you have any news?
About Bungie or Destiny in general?
Anything.
The only thing I kind of have something to say is I don't know if this is the actual thing, but from there was a picture posted up during like an IGN or some sort of link, and apparently in the photo it looked like the new like some of the new armor type is gonna be like Egyptian gods, and for the warlock he looks more like an Anubis from Stargate.
That's awesome.
And then you got for the Titan he's got Osiris, the Falcon god. Well, the guy with the falcon, that I apologize. Then, not much speculation about the Hundred from what I saw, but it looked like he'd be the god, sun god, Ra.
Okay, right on.
But that's the only thing I have seen yet about, other than watching the House of Wolves trailer.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah, and it looks like, too, and this is probably more information that everybody's already known for a while, but in the DLC itself, we'll have a new social hub to go and hang out and explore or whatever, and it's actually in the reef, which was previously an inaccessible area in the game, and you could only really ever access it through cinema or through cinematics when you do the campaign. But there'll be, it's not going to be, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be called the Tower, but there'll be a space there where there'll be other vendors you could talk to and get missions from the Queen and, you know, do all that randomness. So I'm looking forward to that, honestly, because they just released that patch that you can have more vault space, so that's nice. So with all the new stuff that there is to get, I can't wait to explore and just grab up everything. I like exploring, which is one of the reasons why I'm still digging Bloodborne a lot, because I've just been doing Chalice Dungeon after Chalice Dungeon trying to get new stuff, and it's really neat to find out things on your own and get rewarded for it. So I feel like, when you get to the new social hub for House of Wolves, it's going to be cool to see what's there and possibly discover things that other people haven't seen yet. So
Rays, when you got to the reef in Destiny and you seen the Queen, it was the Queen and her brother, right?
Yes, it was the Queen and her brother.
Did that remind you of Game of Thrones at all? Did you think Game of Thrones?
Just slightly, as in, they didn't say, they just called calling each other brother and sister.
Yeah.
But she kind of had a Cersei feel to it, and then you got the brother who's just like, I am overprotective, but I'm possibly banging my sister.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, I got a Game of Thrones vibe to this one.
For me, once I saw the Queen, it was just the eyes. I just couldn't, I just stayed focused on the eyes. I couldn't help it.
I saw the Queen, and my leg armor got tight.
I wouldn't doubt that.
She's pretty hot.
Well, when I was playing it, my girl decides, so is it? Are you happy?
I'll tell you what, she had this weird, like, I'm goth, but I'm not goth type vibe going on. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, you will do what I want. Like, bitch, okay, I'll do what you want.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people were down on Peter Dinklage, saying that he didn't do a good job on the voice acting. And I was pretty excited when I heard, I was like, oh, wow. I was like, that's Tyrion or whatever from Game of Thrones.
Right. I just remember him as the little guy from Elf. No, he's been in a ton of stuff, though. And as far as his voice acting goes, I think it was an okay choice, but, like, you're a floating freaking robot. What more do people want from him? Like, it's not supposed to be an Oscar-winning performance.
I know, he's not supposed to have emotions or nothing.
But, I mean? Like, I don't understand why people complain so much about the dumbest of things. Oh, Peter Dinklage's voice acting was horrible as the Dinklage bot. What do you want as a robot?
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, emotionless. I think he fucking nailed what he was supposed to do.
Right.
So I liked it. So
it just seemed like he was clueless a little bit.
Yeah, but I thought it fit the role fine. I mean, it didn't take me out of the Destiny universe per se.
Well, the only thing I got mad about Peter Dinklage, honestly, is the ghost kept.
He wasn't tall enough. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, let's let's go through this stealthily. Oh, crap, I just tripped the alarm. Well, thanks. Now I have to go try to find my way out. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is when he'd be like, don't worry, we got this. Like, what do you mean we? I'm the one with the gun. I'm the one getting shot at.
You're not doing anything.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I got your back. Oh, do you really? What are you going to do when you got my back? Scratch it or something? Because you ain't doing nothing else.
Yep. So that's enough Game of Thrones talk with Destiny. I guess there was a couple tie-ins there. I just wanted to throw it out there, especially with the new Game of Thrones season just starting up. So,
right.
Yes, sir.
Do we have anything else newsworthy?
I'm sure there's a lot of stuff out there. Not really.
We're at a loss. It's been a slow week for everybody.
Yeah, up until E3, there will probably be a few leaks here and there, but it's going to be slow up until then.
That being said, then, everybody's in for a special treat tonight. For tonight, or today, whenever you're hearing this or wasting your time with us, which we appreciate, I found a little 18 stupid but equally brilliant Rick Grimes jokes from The Walking Dead. So here's the setup, though. For any of you that have watched The Walking Dead, the scene, and spoiler alert, I remember this time, spoiler alert, the scene where Rick finally gets back to the prison in season, I want to say that's season 3 or 4.
I think that was 3, I believe.
I want to say season 3. This is right after Lori gives birth to Judith, and Rick gets back to the prison and tries to ask Carl what happened, and, you know, it sits there and it gives him that look, and Rick starts crying. These are the pictures that are attached to these jokes that we're about to read off. So I'm going to be doing my best impression of Rick, and Ray's over here is going to be reading the part of Carl for the little parts that Carl has.
Cool.
And, yeah, hopefully you guys enjoy them. These are really stupid. We know they're stupid, but they're hilarious because they're so stupid. So, let me get my Rick voice ready. Lori, Carl. Okay, here we go. Everybody ready? All right, here we go. I bought a pair of shoes from a drug dealer today. I don't know what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day. Tripping all day, Carl. That was joke number one. Number two, let's go to this one. This is an oldie but a goodie. Originally, I didn't like having a beard.
Dad, please stop.
But then it grew on me. It grew on me, Coral. This one is over the top, but I love it. All right. How come Barbie never got pregnant?
Dad, come on.
Because Ken always came in another box. He came in another box, Coral. This is another good one. Hey, Coral, there's a new movie called Constipation.
Oh, Pete's sake, Dan.
It hasn't come out yet. It hasn't come out yet, Coral. Alright, so there's your Rick Grimes jokes. They're horrible, but they're hilarious. So, I hope you guys enjoy them. If you like those, I got plenty more where those came from, unfortunately. So if you make a request to hear more, I'm sure we could set that up somehow. But that's all you're getting for now, because goddamn it, my voice is dying.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That's pretty good, man.
So my guy.
I love the Barbie Ken one. I mean, I ain't gonna lie.
Barbie Ken good.
That's pretty clever, man. Whoever thought of that one, man. Kudos to them.
I think the ones I've never heard before are awesome. One about the belt made out of watches.
Yeah.
Waste of time, Coral.
Waste of time. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of time, man, let's talk about the games that came out today that we can waste our time with.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, first up, my pick of the week, Shovel Knight.
Shovel Knight?
I'm going to beat the shit out of some Kratos on there. I'm like, dude, you a big fat pussy.
I would probably say the Shovel Knight would be my pick, too, if I was going to get it.
Yeah.
Not.
Dave, I'm sorry.
I'm kidding.
I'm sad.
I would. It's been a slow month at my other two jobs. So and this is all useless information that no one needs to know, but it pertains to what the hell we're talking about, okay? But so my hours have been cut back off of both of my freaking jobs, and that result is me not being able to buy Shovel Knight like I wanted to. So I'm still stuck playing Bloodborne. But Tony, I'm sure you'll let us know how it is.
And just. let me re-clarify. Shovel Knight's been out for a long time on Nintendo and 3DS, or the Wii U and the 3DS and PC. This is coming to PS4 today.
Right, yeah.
So other games that came out, Assassin's Creed Chronicles China. That's a standalone. You don't have to have Assassin's Creed Unity to play that one. And that's on Xbox One and PS4.
So is it a continuation of the series?
No, it takes place in 16th century China, and it's like 2.5D. It's like a side scroller, and you don't have to have Assassin's Creed Unity. It's a standalone.
Are you even playing as an ancestor or a relative of this person, or this is
you embody Xiao Jun, whoever that person is.
Her name is Xiao Jun.
Yeah.
She was introduced in the Assassin's Creed Embers mini movie.
Oh, okay. Oh, I remember that. Yeah, okay. Oh, wow. Okay, that's kind of cool, I guess.
And that's a PS4, Xbox One. I don't know if that hit PC or not, so if it did and I didn't mention it, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, what? PC gamers. Check Steam or somewhere.
Yeah, everything's on Steam.
And Infinity Runner. We talked about that before we started recording.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for it, and it's just, obviously it's a game, so nothing of it is going to make sense. But even to a gamer, from a gamer standpoint, nothing about it makes sense. The only thing that I saw was a constant was that you're running, like always running, which Infinity Runner.
I was going to say, it's all in the title.
But I mean, like, there's like werewolves, and it's on a spaceship, and there's like freaking guys that look like they belonged in the movie The Purge, and I don't know what the hell was going on with this thing. Maybe it's like a bad trip, but I mean, it looks like there was a lot of action, and it was only like less than $10 or something like that. So, I sure go for it. I guess it can't be any worse than Pillar.
And that one's PS4 only, as far as I know. Actually, the rest of these games are only on PS4 for now. LA Cops. Listen up. This city is being overrun by lowlife and filth.
Repeat that, please.
It says, listen up. This city is being overrun by lowlife and filth.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Apparently, you play as cops.
I thought you said Phil. I was like, who's Phil? Why is he overrunning the city?
We know Phil. Man, he's mean to his dad all the time.
Oh, that's true.
He's a little bastard.
He's a little dick. His dad in a nursing home and pushing downstairs.
Yep. So then, Sayonara Yumahara Kawasai.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I was sneezing in Japanese. It's a
Did you say the name for them just now?
It's a PS Vita game.
Ah, well. I was going to say something potentially racist, but then I stopped myself.
Oh, and Shovel Knight is a PS3 and Vita as well. It's cross-buy. You buy it on one, you get it on all three systems.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you buy it once, you get it on three systems, if you have all three.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Great success.
My good wife.
Prostitute.
And Ziggurat. Dave, what? I know you play this game all the time. Tell me about it.
So it's about a guy named Dave, and he wakes up one morning, and he's got an enormously large right big toe. And so he sets forth on a journey to stop the evil warlord Fungi from using his big toe to rule the universe.
That was so close, but actually it's a dungeon crawling first person shooter.
Oh, well, I mean, the same thing.
I don't know how do you get that out of that title, but that's what it is.
More or less just pulled it out of my ass.
It says it's the best combination of FPS and roguelite.
And what?
Roguelite?
What's that?
News to me, man. I know what roguelike is, but it says light.
Yeah, me. I think I'll just stick to playing with Legos.
Yeah. I think I'll go play on that playground you was talking about earlier with the epic slides and monkey bars and stuff.
Oh, the first time.
So, yeah.
Is that it? Is there nothing else?
There was Oddworld New and Tasty, which already came out on PS4, but now it's available on PS3.
Just now?
Yep.
What the hell?
And that's three-way cross-buy. So if you buy it on PS4, you own it now on PS3.
Or if you're Kratos and you're used to three ways, you already have it.
No, it doesn't work that way. You have something else, and you might want to go to the clinic for it.
I don't think they had clinics back then. Of course, Kratos was a god, so I think he might be immune to a few things.
I thought he was a god killer.
But he's both.
Oh, okay.
He is a god and a god killer.
So he's a piece of shit and a pussy.
Totally. His dad told him crying for pussies.
It's so funny. Like, my buddy at work, who doesn't listen to our podcast, which I'm about to whoop his ass for. Anyways, he was talking to me, and he's got a Sony TV that has PlayStation Now on it. And he's telling me, he's like, man, I've been playing that God of War. He's like, dude, that game is so... He's like, that's a man's game. He's like, I feel like a man when I play that game. And he was telling me, he said his girlfriend, he's like, my girlfriend came over with her kids, and he's like, I didn't know anything about it. He's like, so I gave her son the controller to play, and her son's like 7 or 8. He's like, I couldn't beat this one boss. Sure enough, he beat the boss or whatever, and the next thing you know, he's like, there's titties popping out on the screen. I didn't know.
Yes.
I was like, there's ratings on games, you know, you can read before you start letting them play.
So apparently your job doesn't require people to be able to read. Awesome.
I'm like, wow. I'm like, first off, you're like beating the shit out of people and you just like let him start playing. But yeah, that's fine. And then second off, you admit to a seven-year-old beats a boss that you can't, but...
That's a great way to tell your girlfriend that you are not going to be the future dad. Like, well, this game's for a man, but apparently a 7-year-old could do something I can't do. And there's boobs.
Well, apparently mom ain't so bright either, but... I'm just kidding.
I mean, teach their own, so...
Oh, which reminds me about the time where I stopped a 12-year-old from getting Dante's Inferno because he kept begging his mom to get it.
Yeah, that was definitely probably a good choice for her not to pick that up for him.
Was mom's name Beatrice?
Yeah. No, she wound up hilarious. Dead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I honestly, as a parent gamer, there's certain things that I feel like I don't want my kids to play because of the content within them. However, I closely monitor some of the things that I let my kids do, like, okay, for instance, admittedly, my oldest, who is 10, has been playing the campaign for the first Black Ops. Now, I know there's going to be people saying, well, oh, you know, that's not a good game, and there's cursing, and da-da-da-da-da, and blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing, okay? I am responsible when it comes to the information that my son receives. He knows that I curse. He knows it's not a good thing to do, especially at 10 years old. And he knows that there's a difference that when it comes to adults versus kids, the things you can do and you can't do are greatly varied. He knows that adults curse, yes, and that's a thing that they do. They don't know the meaning behind the curse words, or he doesn't know the meaning behind the curse words. He doesn't know, you know, because I don't feel like he's that old to know, but he knows the difference between what words to say and what words not to say. That being said, when he's playing the game, which I'm like literally just a couple of feet away from him, and I know that someone's about to say something, I'll do one of two things. I'll either say, hey, mute the TV until they're done talking, or B, I will yell over the curse word that's about to happen on the screen, so that way, because his name's David. So, like, if, let's say, I don't know, someone's about to be like, you serve, I'll be like, hey, David! You know, just to get his attention, and, you know, doesn't really pay attention. So, I mean, I do my best as a person to try to keep my kids safeguarded from the ugliness of the world and bad things that they don't need to be a part of right now. But realistically, our world really isn't all that pretty. And there are things that they're going to be exposed to when I'm not around because they go to public school.
Yeah.
And not everybody's parents raise the kids the same way. Or, and yes, my version of morality is going to be completely different from someone else's. But that being said, I know what I feel in my heart is right for my kids. And I feel like my son is of a mature enough mind to handle something that intense from a video game. Now, like we were talking about God of War, he's not being exposed to nude people. He's not being exposed to three-way mini games. He's not being exposed to, you know, drug use or anything like that.
So you won't let him play God of War, is what you're saying?
Not yet.
Right, like, right, yeah.
When he's a man, like when he's 13, maybe. But no, like, I don't feel like at this stage in his life that playing something like the campaign, now, just the campaign, though, not the multiplayer, because playing in the multiplayer would be, in my opinion, far worse than anything I could let him play because of the people you could potentially be playing with.
Right, absolutely.
So playing, for me, for him, playing the campaign from Black Ops 1 isn't a horrible thing. Now, there are some times where I do cringe because I'm like, oh, I really don't know if I want him to, you know, listen to that or see this or this and that or the other thing. But the thing about my son that I love is he asks questions. And one of the things that he has told me he likes about me is that I answer them honestly. So I don't, where I want him to be safeguarded from the ugliness, I also shine a little bit of truth where he knows that something is not good or right in his opinion, but at the same time, he can ignore it. So that's just my opinion on it. Not everybody's going to be the same, obviously, and that's fine. Everybody's different in their own right. Some people could grow up harder than hell. Hell, me growing up in the 80s watching movies like, you know, the first Nightmare on Elm Street, where there was like a fountain of blood coming from Johnny Depp, I didn't shudder at that at all. That, for me, that was just a thing because my parents taught me that movies aren't real. You know, it was all fake, Freddy's not going to get me, and all that crap. So I was able to deal with it. And it's kind of the same thing when it comes to my kids. You know, I let them know from a very young age what the difference between real and not real is. So, you know, coming back around full circle now, I feel like that's another, yet again, another reason why I feel like my 10-year-old can handle something like a campaign from a Call of Duty. You know, if you guys are more than welcome to comment or give me feedback on how you feel about it or whatever. But that's just how I am, and that's how I'm handling the situation. So that's all I got to say about it. Tony, I know you got, you know, Jake, he's what, 12, 13?
13. Yep.
45, something like that?
Yeah, yeah. He's 13 going on 22.
What do you think is the harshest thing that he's played that you were kind of like, I don't know if I want him to play this?
Probably Borderlands, man. That was one of the games he's like, I really want to play Borderlands. I was like, one condition, you mute the TV. You can play Borderlands, but you can't listen because of Borderlands, like their, what do you call it? Their banter or whatever they say. Like they say the dumbest on Borderlands.
Yeah, they
and I'm
do.
Like, I was like you say, you cringe. It's like my son's real mature. I like.
Right, he is. He is very grown up for his age.
So like, I trust my son to play the game, and I know he's not gonna take anything. You know, he's not gonna be like, oh, I can do this in real life or anything stupid like that. So it's just right. It's just one of those things where it's like, do I want to expose him to this kind of thing? And I was like, well, yes and no, you can play it. I'm like, you can play it with me around and the TV muted, you know, right. Kind of thing. That way I can see what, you know, just in case there's something in the game that I don't remember that's going to happen. I'll remember certain things, you know, beforehand, if there was anything crazy, like any sort of decapitations or anything, which I don't think there was anything crazy like that or any kind of brutality, like killings or anything crazy. So that would probably be the game.
Oh no, go ahead.
No, I say that would probably be the game I can think of. Now compare that to like Mortal Kombat or something like that. I mean, he's played Mortal Kombat, and Mortal Kombat's pretty brutal too, but you know,
but it's like almost cartoon.
Yeah, brutality. That's what I'm saying. So it's kind of hard to
over the top brutal that it's almost, they know it's fake.
Comical.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's almost comical to the point where it's like, okay, I don't mind because it's like, it's no less than what you would see in a horror movie or, you know, whatever.
But if you could, like, compare graphics, like Borderlands graphics to Mortal Kombat graphics, Borderlands is like, looks like a comic book, where, you know, Mortal Kombat looks like real life nowadays, you know, like, you know, it looks more realistic. I shouldn't say like real life, but it looks realistic, you know.
I was going to say, with Jake being your son, I'm surprised that he hasn't tried to pull something like, oh, mute the TV, Dad? No problem. Now, where's that subtitle button?
You're right. Yeah.
Because knowing, I mean, if we can get into all the shenanigans that Tony has been into,
right.
Your son doesn't share the same mind that you do. Like, oh, there's got to be a loophole here somewhere.
Right. He's very smart, so.
That is not.
Well, yeah, that would probably, between Borderlands and Mortal Kombat, those would be the most, you know, games that I'm like, I question, you know, like,
right.
I don't know.
I've let my kids watch me play The Last of Us.
Yeah.
I didn't let them watch me play all of it because right. I was like, okay, like in the scene where Ellie is kidnapped by David and, you know, she's trying to fight him to get out of the burning cabin.
Yeah, that's pretty disturbing.
You know, and she knew, like, they never said the word rape, but yeah. It was highly implied that that was what was about to go down.
Yeah.
And I don't want that kind of ugliness exposed to my kids yet because, like, yes, I feel like they should know that there are people out there who will do those kind of things to you, but I don't want them growing up not trusting people, too. You know what I mean? Like, me as a person, yeah, there's a lot of trust issues that I have personally, but that came through personal experience and personal growth. And I feel like giving that kind of experience to my kids early could have a negative effect, you know? So it's just one of those things where it's like when we grew up watching Looney Tunes and we watched Wile E. Coyote fall off the cliff, we knew it was fine because it was a freaking cartoon. And right. He got back up the next day or, you know, the next frame or whatever and strapped a freaking rocket to his back to try to get the damn Roadrunner, who in real life can only run up to about 10 to 15 miles an hour anyway. But, you know, that was the thing. We knew it wasn't real. We knew it wasn't fake and there was no harm in it. Now, if we saw somebody in real life run off a cliff, that would be a little shocking. You know, even to me right now, I'd be like, holy crap, did that just happen?
Right.
You know, unless they stood off of the cliff like a few feet and then looked down and held up a sign and then fell, I'd be like, okay, I don't know how I feel about this. But, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where my kids know, you know, that there's not good things in the world, but they are still kids, and I want them to have that innocence of, you know, they don't know exactly how bad it can be. So that's why I feel like something like Black Ops is okay for my 10-year-old monitored, and things like God of War is not, because all kinds of reasons.
Yeah, so, yep.
Yeah, but I mean, Fletch, I know you don't have any kids yet.
No.
But if you did, what would be probably the one game that you would refuse to let your kid play?
Tough one. I played a lot of games in my my past lifetime.
Your past life or this life?
This life. Oh, okay. Currently.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
In all honesty, I see where you got from Borderlands, but yeah, that's comical.
Yeah.
And then, of course, God of War. That can get pretty brutal. I mean, literally, he's like a one-man tank.
Yeah.
But for me?
Ooh, I know one. You're wearing a symbol right now.
Deadpool?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, though. I mean, if I did have a kid, I would automatically, like, this is a comic book character. This is the best way you can possibly go.
My kids love Deadpool from the little things that I exposed them to about him. But in the game, he shoves a sword up a corpse's ass. Like, hilarious. I don't want my kids to know about that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And then the scene where, like, in the first boss battle against a chick, when he comes to and she's got that rebar sticking out, and he makes the comment, hey, when I said I wanted to shove a pole on you, that's not what I meant. You know, it's just like, I want my kids to be like, what did he mean, Dad? You know,
yeah, right.
You don't need to know about that. So,
but in all honesty, I would say I would agree with you with God of War, honestly. I mean, it is a good game. It is a great way to shed Greek mythology. But then you got the gore factor and the violence and how angry he is, but yet you understand how angry he is.
Ooh, you know what? Actually, there's one even worse. I'm going to do one better, and I think this is probably one we are going to agree on. Any Grand Theft Auto.
That is true.
Any of
random acts of violence.
And banging hookers in cars.
And then killing the hookers just to get the money back.
And then killing the hookers just to get the money back because we're all broke bitches. And
I even though I don't have a child, me and Mary, we already kind of have a rating system where she's going to buy the game or I will buy the game. She's going to hand it to me to put it on a grade scale of what I would think.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, if it's going to be a mature game, I'm probably not going to let them touch it until they're about maybe 13, 14, or possibly 15.
Now, I can't...
Depending on what kind of mature game it's being rated for.
Right.
Now, if it's for violence, by that time he should know not to go out and do that.
Right.
say, all right, for example, yeah, God of War. If my child is maybe 13, that is kind of pushy, but once he hits 14, I would possibly allow that.
Right.
But if it's of a, shall I say, a sexual nature, then you're not going to touch that until you're 16.
Right.
Until you're married.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really depends. She's going to, like I said, she's going to leave it up to me, and then she pretty much we're going to make sure that they're not going to be able to touch it or be able to see it until then, because I'll probably be playing the game while they're in bed.
Right.
What are we touching and seeing?
Exactly.
Are we playing Laser Shoot Larry now?
Actually, I do. I believe it or not, for my PlayStation 2, I still have Laser Shoot Larry Magna Cum Laude.
Oh, right, right.
I remember a certain somebody's brother who played that game the night before I got married.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Jackass with a letter S in front of his name, and his last name was Thomas. I can't remember. Maybe it was, I want to say Sean. No.
Right? Stephanie?
He played like 3 hours with a Leisure Suit Larry, and I don't know what made me more uncomfortable. The adult movies that was being watched before the game was played, or the fact that he was glued to the couch playing that game for like freaking 3 hours. I'm like, man, my little brother is here, and he's like 6 years younger than me. And I got married at 20, 21? 20, 21, 22.
Don't even ask when I'm going to get married.
Was your brother watching those movies?
Actually, it was 22, because we've been married for 10 years and together for 12. So, yeah, it was 22, and my brother was, frick, I can't do math right now, dude. I'm horrible. He was 16.
I don't remember your brother being there, man.
Oh, he was there.
Was he watching those movies?
Yeah, because he had asked me what was going on, because he had never seen one of them before.
Sorry, Mom.
Boy, she doesn't listen to this. I'm pretty sure. But yeah, so no, good times. Leisure Suit Larry, thank you for having the scene where you put a strap on a teddy bear and let a girl have at it.
I don't know. The most disturbing one was the mission where you had to take photographs of the guy, the bartender.
I don't know, and I don't care to know.
No, you don't want to know.
I'm good with that. But yeah, this guy's brother has that game, or had that game. Played it religiously, I think.
Ouch. Apparently he had no women's skills, apparently.
No, that's the thing. He does have some good women.
But he didn't want to apply them to real life instead?
Well, I think he chose Leisure Suit Larry over the women's skills.
So gamer true and true.
Love you, Steve-O. I know you don't listen to the show, but I love you anyway.
So you don't care.
No, actually, Steve listens every week.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
How you doing?
But yeah.
Good times. Memories.
So, Dave, no, I don't have anything else to talk about.
Me neither.
All right, right on.
For once. But, yeah, that's obviously that's it for this week, I think. Next week is going to be 14, but everybody should be looking forward to, well, you're going to look forward to 14, right? Because everybody looks forward to the next one, hopefully. But 15 is going to be our big one, our themed episode, where we're going to be all things fighting, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, you name it, we'll talk about it. Or we'll name it and we'll talk about it because it's our freaking podcast.
You forgot Fatal Fury and Darkstalkers.
I didn't forget them. I just didn't say it yet.
Right, right.
It's to happen
yeah.
2 weeks from now.
I was just saying.
God, amateur hour over here.
So let's do like all you 16-year-olds should do out there and wrap it up, okay?
You said they shouldn't do that?
No, they should do.
No, I feel like they shouldn't because they shouldn't even be in that position.
No, you guys should wrap it up. If you're in that position, you need to wrap it up.
You don't need to be in that position.
Don't be afraid.
Wrap that shit up, bro.
Wrap it. Just be in that position, wrap it twice because we don't know what that other person's been. I'm just saying.
Do you remember that Chappelle skit where they had that wrap it up box or whatever? Yeah. Like, wrap that shit up.
Yeah, that was Chappelle. Always so good. We're going to have him on the show next week. I'm kidding.
Damn, wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be the best show ever. We wouldn't even do anything else.
Just like, let him talk.
Like, oh my god!
Street one.
Darknesses!
Right. Very nice.
I hit you today. I'm sorry, Charlie. Cold blooded. Anyway.
Oh, she had more hands.
So I give them titties three thumbs down. So anyway, that's going to be it for my impressions for this week. Thanks, Fletch, for being a special guest host today. We appreciate all your input.
Yeah, thanks for coming out, man.
No problem.
I think we're going to try to do FPS episode with you and my good pal Black Cat so we can maybe, you know, see what the fans of the two different genres that are killing in the FPS series nowadays, Battlefield and Call of Duty, maybe there's a happy medium we could come to and, I don't know, maybe I'll make a appeal to EA or Activision or frickin' somebody to see if we can't just all get along. For once. God. Idiots. I'm sorry. That was my last impression, I promise. But yep, I'm Dave, and with me was Fletch, and always my humble homeboy, Tony.
Yep, yep. So if you guys haven't yet, like our Facebook page at The Real Double Tap on Facebook.
The Rizzle Dizzle Tizzle.
Check me out on Twitter at Tony the Gamer Guy. Check Dave out at Deadpool Orta. Fletch, do you have a Twitter?
No, I do not have a Twitter, unfortunately, but I do have a Facebook.
Right on. Check him out there. He's at Fletch Guy.
Yeah, Fletcher Holloway, if you want to talk. Or you can reach me at my PSN, which is Ray's Hell 4586.
Or you could check him out on Craigslist under Guy with a Dirty Van.
I'm not a hooker, Dave. How many times have I told you?
I didn't say hooker. So you got the van. You're not in the van. You have a van.
He was part of that bro rape group. So check him out there.
Bro rape?
He's got that six-pack of Zima or Natty Ice. Natty Ice.
And a big black though.
And a GameCube. Yep. And he plays with his pants off, so just be ready. Upside down visor. Or yeah.
Should I clarify about my gamer tag that's R-A-Z-E and still people kind of tend to get confused when I say raise.
Or literal. Yeah. Because it's not R-A-I-S-E. I believe that's the correct
one. Yeah, you're right.
But it's, R-A-Z-E-H-E-L-L. With what were the numbers?
4586. Yep.
But yeah, that's all of our contacts. And then me on the PlayStation Network is Goku Orta 5. On Twitch, Wade Merc with a mouth Wilson. And Tony, what was your Twitch?
Tony the Gamer Guy.
Tony the Gamer Guy, that's right. And then Tony on PSN under Big Ton 5.
Right on.
Which is the same thing, Race out 4580.
Oh, your Twitch is the same? Okay, right on.
So yeah.
Just didn't get that the first time, just rewind it, play it back, and you'll get the info.
Yep.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Yep. Thanks for wasting time with us, guys. We appreciate every single one of you. We really do.
And I'll see you guys tonight when I'm Big Spoon.
Because I'm dreaming of you tonight. I'm sorry.